From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump told reporters in Singapore that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un committed to, quote, complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The commitment to denuclearize was included in a document signed by Kim and Trump after the two met. It calls for the two countries to jointly work on efforts to build a lasting peace on the Korean Peninsula, to establish new U.S.-Korea relations, and to recover the remains of prisoners of war and military members missing in action. But there are few details on how that will all happen. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The document the two leaders signed is mostly a restatement of past pledges, light on specifics. North Korea has a history of reneging on agreements.
This is a much different time, and this is a much different president, in all fairness. This is very important to me.
And the president says his gut tells him Kim is different, too.
Honestly, I think he's going to do these things.
Then again,
I may stand before you in 6 months and say, hey, I was wrong. I don't know that I'll ever admit that, but I'll find some kind of an excuse.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The meeting ended with an unexpected announcement from President Trump that the U.S. would suspend military drills with South Korea. The most widely used anti-malarial therapy may not fully treat some children and pregnant women. That's the result of a new study just released. These patients' bloodstreams contained lower concentrations of one active ingredient compared to adults who aren't pregnant. But experts are saying that this study alone is not enough to warrant changing treatment recommendations. This is VOA News. Aid agencies report the first monsoons to hit Bangladesh are causing havoc in the Cox's Bazar district, where nearly a million Rohingya refugees from neighboring Myanmar are living on barren hills in congested and fragile conditions. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The worst fears of humanitarian agencies are coming true. Their predictions that the monsoon season would have a devastating impact on the Rohingya settlements have come to pass. In recent days, the agencies report some 11,000 people have been affected by torrential rains that have caused heavy flooding and landslides in Cox's Bazar. The agencies report the rains and wind speeds of up to 70 kilometers per hour have caused torrents of mud and clay to slide down deforested hills, damaging and destroying shelters in their path. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Almost 700,000 Rohingya fled to Bangladesh in August to escape persecution in Myanmar, and hundreds of thousands of Rohingya from a previous exodus were already living in Cox's Bazar. Protesters outside the home of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday as police arrived to question the prime minister. Two Netanyahu confidants have been arrested on suspicion of promoting regulation worth hundreds of millions of dollars to the Bezeq telecom company. In return, Bezeq's subsidiary news site Walla allegedly provided Netanyahu positive news coverage. The International Criminal Court ruled Tuesday that former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba be released immediately. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports.
Judge Bertrand Schmidt was clear to separate the question of Jean-Pierre Bemba's release from a separate case at the International Criminal Court in which he awaits sentencing for witness tampering.
The chamber emphasizes again that the current status conference solely concerns Mr. Bemba's continuing detention while he awaits the renewed determination of his sentence.
Bemba faces up to 5 years in jail and a fine in the witness tampering case, which he lost in appeals. But he won a major victory last Friday in the main case against him. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
With frustration mounting over lawmakers' inaction on gun control, the American Medical Association, the largest organization of doctors in America, on Tuesday pressed for a ban on assault weapons and came out against arming teachers as a way to fight what it calls a public health crisis. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.